The Volumes of Truth. Volume 4. That which is not of me, is against me, and comes from the evil one, says the Lord. June 9, 2010, from the Lord, our God and Savior. For a sister and brother in Christ, and for all those who have ears to hear. Regarding the doctrine of hell and eternal torment, as taught in the churches of men. Thus says the Lord, He who is holy, He who is true. Have I not made the matter known? Beloved ones, how is it you have yet to discern? Tell me, in this doctrine of hell and eternal torment, as taught by those who call of themselves Christian, what fruit is displayed? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, mercy. So then, if it bears no fruit, according to my own spirit, then from what spirit must this doctrine come, and upon what foundation is it built? For I have already told you, whosoever believes in the Son shall abide forever, and whosoever has not the Son shall perish, and not see life. Therefore, you do greatly err. Behold, I shall speak plainly, so those who have ears to hear may hear and draw close, and so those who refuse to hear may forbear and depart. Anyone who holds fast to the false doctrine of hell and eternal torment, as taught in the churches of men, do not know me, nor have they embraced me in truth, nor does my spirit dwell within them. I do not know them. Thus, refinement shall be their portion, and abasement their due reward, in the great and dreadful day of the Lord. For by strong rebuke I must correct them, and with an outstretched hand shall I bring swift discipline upon them. For they have surely blasphemed my name, even on the highest order. Therefore, beloved ones, hear my words, and also understand. You must forsake this doctrine, for it is most perverse. You must withdraw yourself from all who teach this doctrine, or seek to uphold it in any way. For it is written, You cannot drink the cup of the Lord, and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table, and of the table of demons. Therefore, come out from among them, and be separate. Come to me and embrace me, as I truly am, and I also shall embrace you, setting you apart from all these who have deceived you. Then shall that which was brought forth from a lie, as a veil of darkness to cover the heads of my people, be destroyed in the light of pure understanding and undefiled wisdom, crushed beneath the weight of the truth, which I am, says He who is faithful, He who is true.